Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're taking a look at something really interesting happening over in London. It's this growth of what some people are calling hipster churches.
Right.
And, well, why they seem to be clicking with Gen Z. We've got some great insights from Christian Culture News we're going to explore, so let's jump right in.
Yeah, this is a really crucial area to unpack, I think. We're essentially asking, you know, how are these religious communities in London actually connecting?
Connecting with that younger generation, yeah. The ones who maybe feel a bit disconnected from more traditional religious institutions.
Exactly. And what's the sort of secret sauce? What makes them different?
Okay, so the article we're digging into talks about a real cultural shift, doesn't it? In how people, especially in urban London, are, well, expressing their faith.
That's right. And these specific churches, these hipster churches, they're intentionally trying to build bridges with younger folks.
Particularly Gen Z, people who might just not find the conventional way of doing things very appealing.
And what's really fascinating, I think, is the understanding of Gen Z that comes through.
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily that this generation is completely anti-religion.
No, not at all.
But they seem to be seeking communities that genuinely line up with what they care about, you know?
Like what specifically?
Well, think about values like inclusivity, real inclusivity,
yeah,
a space for creativity, and a pretty strong commitment to social justice, too.
Right. Those seem central to the Gen Z worldview, generally speaking.
Definitely.
So it's less about throwing faith out the window and more about finding a version that feels authentic, real.
Precisely. They're looking for something that aligns. Now, that term hipster church, it's kind of loaded, isn't it?
It really is. It probably brings certain images to mind that go way beyond just religious practice.
Sure does.
So what does hipster actually mean here in this religious context? It has to be more than just like fashion or aesthetics.
Oh, absolutely. It's helpful to think of hipster here as maybe representing a desire for authenticity,
mm-hmm.
a move away from what's seen as mainstream or conventional. It's sort of an embrace of cultural forms, values, that often sit outside the dominant way of thinking.
Right.
So you put that in a church context, well, it translates to communities that are intentionally modern, creative, and really tuned in to the values of younger people living in cities like London.
So it's a conscious step away from the traditional church experience. The article mentions moving away from formalism,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes quite rigid feeling you might get in older institutions, moving towards something more genuine, more welcoming.
Exactly. More relational, perhaps.
And it sounds like art and music are pretty big parts of creating that different atmosphere.
Huge. The way these churches use contemporary art, you know, visual installations, maybe projections, it isn't just for show. It's not just window dressing.
Right.
It kind of allows for more open, more personal ways of interpreting faith, which can feel very different from, say, more fixed stories or doctrines you might find elsewhere.
That makes sense. That ambiguity maybe resonates with a generation comfortable with nuance.
I think so. Comfortable with finding their own meaning. And then there's the music. Switching to genres people actually listen to. Well, it creates an immediate connection, doesn't it?
Yeah, lowers the barrier, maybe, if traditional hymns feel a bit alienating.
Could be. It makes it more accessible.
And it's not just the vibe of the services, is it? This commitment to inclusivity and social justice that seems like a really powerful driver.
It really does.
And it lines up so strongly with what we generally understand about Gen Z's priorities. The article points to things like mental health awareness.
Yeah, environmental concerns.
Racial equity. That kind of thing.
Right. If you look at the bigger picture, these churches are really trying to meet people where they are, engaging with the issues that are actually relevant in their daily lives.
So the core spiritual message might be similar, but the delivery, the interpretation, it's much more in step with today's society.
Exactly. It feels relevant to contemporary values.
Okay, so this isn't just a fringe thing then. The article suggests these places are actually gaining influence, especially with Gen Z.
Yeah, they seem to be making inroads.
And a key piece of that seems to be their fresh approach to worship itself.
Yeah, what's interesting is how deliberately they're moving away from those sometimes quite rigid structures you find in traditional services.
How so?
Well, bringing in music that younger people actually listen to. You mentioned it, indie, pop, sometimes even electronic sounds.
Yeah.
It's about creating an atmosphere that feels less like a formal duty and more like Well, an engaging, relevant experience, something you want to be part of.
And you can't really talk about reaching Gen Z without talking digital, can you?
No way.
The article really hits hard on how skilled these churches are with digital media. It's much more than just, you know, having a basic website.
Oh, totally. Think about how much they use social media for outreach.
Right.
Offering live streaming services, which is huge for accessibility and for people who can't physically be there.
Or maybe just prefer that option sometime.
Exactly. And producing really engaging video content, online discussions. They're meeting digital natives on their own turf, basically.
Making spirituality accessible in a way that fits into their sort of online lives.
Yeah, inviting them into a faith journey through those digital doors.
And looping back to the art thing, it sounds like artistic expression isn't just like a background element. It's a core part of how they communicate.
Precisely. It's not just decoration. Visual arts, performance, even things like graphic design, they're all used to convey messages of faith, create a multi-sensory kind of experience.
Which probably resonates more with younger people who value that kind of creative expression.
I think so. And it offers another way for people to connect with their own spirituality, maybe even express their faith creatively.
Then there's that social justice focus again. It seems these churches aren't just, you know, talking the talk, they're actively involved.
That's a really key point. For many of these congregations, getting involved in the community, activism, service projects, it isn't just a nice extra thing to do.
It's central.
It's presented as a central part of putting their faith into action. And that directly connects with Gen Z's passion for making a real difference, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives a sense of purpose through doing things together.
Exactly. Fostering belonging and purpose through collective action.
The article actually gives us some concrete examples in London. Let's maybe look at a couple.
Good idea.
First up, there's St. Luke's Clerkenwell. It's described as having a really strong artsy vibe.
Yeah, St. Luke's really stands out for how deliberately they connect with the local art scene there.
How do these act?
By hosting things like art exhibitions, live music nights. They essentially make the church building a kind of cultural hub, not just a place for Sunday service.
Interesting. So it breaks down that barrier between church space and community space.
Exactly. And collaborating with local artists helps them stay relevant, tapped into a cultural zeitgeist, which naturally attracts younger people. Plus, things like open mic nights, community dinners, those sound like great ways to build real, authentic connections.
Okay, next one mentioned is St. Mary's Bryanston Square. Apparently, they've got attention for innovative worship. Sounds like tech is big for them.
Yes, St. Mary's is a great example of leveraging technology effectively, offering live stream options, having a really active social media presence that's crucial for engaging digital natives.
Makes sense.
And their focus on inclusivity comes through in their outreach too. Things like volunteering at local shelters, running workshops on social justice issues.
So it connects back to those core values we talked about.
It really does. It's about weaving together, you know, spiritual awareness and practical action out in the community, appealing to those younger values.
And then there's Holy Trinity Brompton, or HTB. Some people might know it for the Alpha Course.
Right. HTB is a major player.
They sound like they're also part of this hipster church movement, even if maybe in a slightly different way.
Yeah. HTB's approach is maybe more focused on exploring the basics of Christian faith through Alpha, which is specifically designed to be super welcoming, you know, whether you're a skeptic or already a believer. But they also have that vibrant worship music, very interactive services. It creates an environment that really appeals to young adults looking for community and spiritual learning, but in a way that feels current, relevant to today.
It really keeps circling back to community and inclusivity, doesn't it?
It really does.
The article really stresses how these churches are carving out spaces where Gen Z, who, let's face it, might feel marginalized or just, well, uncomfortable in more traditional settings, can actually find a sense of belonging.
And that's such a critical piece of the puzzle. By prioritizing acceptance, prioritizing open dialogue, they're directly tackling that feeling of being an outsider that some might have.
Yeah.
It's about intentionally crafting an environment where people feel seen, feel valued, you know, regardless of their background, their beliefs, their lifestyle.
And those community events, the art shows, the social outreach, it's all geared towards building real relationships, not just filling pews.
Exactly. Fostering genuine connection.
And the atmosphere itself sounds different. You mentioned less formal, more relaxed. The article talks about bringing in diverse cultural elements, the contemporary music again, even just informal meetups.
Right. It's about lowering those traditional barriers, creating a space where people feel comfortable just being themselves, participating, interacting.
Not just sitting passively.
Definitely not. Hmm. This idea of faith as a collective journey, something you do together, really contrasts with maybe a more solitary or purely individual approach.
And it seems to be working. People who felt disconnected are finding a home here.
That's what the reports suggest. People who felt alienated by more conventional practices are saying they feel more at home, more understood in these kinds of inclusive spaces. It can be transformative.
Okay, let's shift slightly to that intersection of faith and social justice again. The article really flags this as a noticeable movement within this London scene.
Yeah, it's not just a side issue for many of them. It's presented as core to their mission.
It fits, doesn't it? Their modern feel, their inclusive approach, it kind of naturally aligns with caring about societal issues that Gen Z is passionate about.
Absolutely. For many younger people, that connection is vital. They see advocacy, community engagement as essential parts of what it means to live out their faith. It's not separate.
And the article mentions specific issues they tackle. Climate change was one.
Systemic inequality, racial justice.
Yeah. Yeah. So these churches are playing a dual role almost, offering spiritual support, but also acting as platforms for social activism.
Precisely. And for Gen Z, that's incredibly powerful. It creates a space where their values, their desire to change the world, can coexist and even be fueled by their spiritual journey.
It reflects a wider cultural shift, perhaps, encouraging churchgoers not just to reflect inwardly, but to engage outwardly.
I think so. Getting involved in protests, local initiatives, driving conversations. The idea seems to be that faith should inspire tangible action towards a more just, more compassionate society.
So spirituality and social justice aren't seen as separate boxes. They're intertwined.
Exactly. It offers a framework for Gen Z to explore faith while championing the causes they believe in.
And finally, we absolutely have to talk more about the tech side, the digital influence.
Yep. Can't ignore it.
The article makes it crystal clear that technology and building online communities are central to how these churches are reaching Gen Z so effectively.
It's been a total game changer, hasn't it? They've really leaned into technology as a way to connect with a generation that's, well, digitally native.
Right.
Think about how worship itself transformed, especially during the pandemic, but continuing now. It moved beyond just physical buildings into virtual spaces.
Live stream sermons, you mentioned.
Interactive prayer sessions online, virtual small groups or community gatherings. It just massively increases accessibility.
Yeah, for people who value flexibility or maybe can't physically attend.
Or live too far away.
Yeah.
These platforms like Zoom, YouTube, to allow real-time engagement and build that sense of community way beyond geographical limits.
And it's not just broadcasting services, is it? Social media outreach sounds key for actual community building.
Oh, absolutely crucial. Using Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, platforms where younger audiences actually are.
And using them well, presumably.
Yeah, sharing content that's visually appealing, short videos, cool graphics, interactive posts. They're curating a digital identity that aligns with Gen Z aesthetics and values.
And fostering actual online communities through that for discussion, sharing experiences.
Exactly. Building relationships, having spiritual conversations, participating. It all happens online, too. Creating a sense of belonging, even for people who primarily engage digitally.
It's a very deliberate strategy, then, responding to how younger people live and connect.
Definitely. Expanding their reach and cultivating a vibrant online presence that encourages participation.
The article wraps up with some really powerful personal stories, which kind of brings it all home.
Yeah, those testimonials are really insightful.
We hear from Sarah, a 22-year-old art student. She talks about feeling this immediate warmth and acceptance because of the blend of contemporary art and deep spirituality. She found connection and creativity there.
Sarah's story really nails that integration of creativity we discussed. Feeling instantly accepted because of that blend. That says a lot about what these spaces offer.
Then there's James, 24, a musician. He highlights the expressive worship style.
Right, how the music felt both familiar, like music he already knew, but also sacred.
Yeah, and how that resonated with his generation and led to this tight-knit community of people sharing a passion for both art and faith.
James's experience really underlines how important culturally relevant worship is. That bridge it created for him and others is key to building that strong community.
And lastly, Emma, 21, a social activist. She found purpose through church projects focused on real-world issues.
Homelessness, the environment.
Yeah. For her, it was about faith in action, linking her beliefs directly to making a difference and building friendships through that work.
Emma's story is the perfect illustration of that faith and social justice intersection we talked about. finding community that doesn't just talk about issues, but actively does something, that provided her with real purpose and deep connections.
These stories really paint a picture, don't they? They reflect this broader trend, highlighting how this movement is fostering belonging and purpose for younger people.
Yeah, acting as platforms for individual growth and community engagement. It's quite compelling.
So if we try to sort of wrap this up, it seems these hipster churches in London really do represent an evolving landscape of faith.
Definitely an evolution.
They're engaging Gen Z in a pretty unique way, blending contemporary culture, that strong emphasis on inclusivity and social justice, and really smart digital integration.
Exactly. We're seeing a clear shift, aren't we, towards prioritizing that community, connection, personal authenticity, often more so than sticking rigidly to traditional doctrines or forms.
They're basically creating spaces where younger generations can explore spirituality in ways that actually connect with their lives, their values.
Ways that feel genuine and relevant to them right now.
It really makes you think, though, you know, looking at how different generations approach faith. What other unexpected intersections might we see between faith and contemporary culture down the road?
That's a great question.
And what could that mean for the broader understanding, the practice of faith in the future? Definitely some food for thought there.
Absolutely. It's a space to watch.
Well, thanks for exploring this deep dive with us today. Lots to chew on.